for the minutes, but I will I'll wait here till we're about a minute till, and then I'll kick off the
YouTube. That sounds good.
I don't have any respiratory problem. I just have a cough. Okay. I think it's just regular allergies.
Yeah, they're getting bad. And the ozone, we've had a couple of ozone action days as well.
Okay. I don't know why I can't get my background to work.
The virtual background for Zoom?
Yeah, I won't do it. I can't select it. I mean, I have them uploaded and just simply won't do
it. Right. Yeah, that's one thing I haven't played with on this yet, so I'm sorry I can't give any input on that myself. Commissioner Price, you've got a pretty interesting one going.
Yeah, I thought it was appropriate.
He's got a flag again because he's awesome.
Yeah, I just go under preference and virtual background and there's a little box with a plus sign. You could add an image.
Same thing here. And I have like three images in there, but there's a green screen box trying to check and it won't uncheck. And then it turns the virtual background into a video feed, which they're not. And then it won't upload. So it might be that I'm in tablet mode. So maybe there's something about that.
Maybe. Are you on a Mac or a PC?
A Surface.
Oh, okay. I'm on a Mac, so it might be different too.
Yeah, I might need to change to a desktop. Okay, it's 5:00.
It is okay. 5:00.
And Jody, I believe you said you had started recording. Yes.
I started recording and I'm going ahead and starting the YouTube channel, but you go right ahead.
Okay.
Catch up with you guys here in just a second.
All right.
I will call this meeting to order. excuse me. It's probably good that I'm social distant this evening. I hope I just have allergies, but if not, it's probably good that we're over Zoom. So let's go ahead and begin. excuse me. Our scheduled meeting with a Pledge of Allegiance. And we have a volunteer to give a pledge today. Jody, you're unmuted. Would you like to give the pledge?
Yes. Let me get back over where I can see what I'm sorry. I know y'all can see me, but there we go. Okay. And there's the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and go through our agenda. I got an email from Mr. Poe. So I guess let's take care of that business before we certify results. Mr. Poe, what happened? We had some provisional ballots.
Yes, did I miss the approval of the minutes?
No, because I didn't do them. Let's go back to approve minutes. Commissioners, you have a chance to take a look at the minutes from our last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any comments, additions, deletions, discussion we need to have?
No, I make a motion to approve the minutes from the June 11th meeting.
All right. Is there a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, business. Mr. Poe, go ahead and let us know about provisional ballots. Fill us all in so we can be up to speed.
Okay. Like I sent y'all an email, and basically it's what I said in the email. In the course of meeting today, I went back through the materials from the election, and I discovered that there were a couple of absentee ballots that had been mislabeled "do not count" rather than "provisional." So whenever I figured that out, I went ahead and put the email I sent y'all, scanned in all, well, I didn't scan in the forms. I had to take pictures of the forms because our server is down right now. But I went ahead and emailed that to you. We have two provisional voters, two provisional absentee voters, Billy Doherty and Janet Meyer. Their absentee ballots were made provisional because their optional verification of identity is unsigned. Okay. And basically, they were mislabeled as "do not count," which is typically something along the lines of "no voter statement."
Okay. Commissioners, did you get that email from Mr. Poe to review these?
I didn't have time to review it.
I did as well.
Okay. I didn't have time to review it.
Oh, I did have time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, was that a did or a didn't?
It did not.
Okay. Well, do you have it? And are we able to take a look at those now?
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Let me know when you are ready to proceed, and we'll go forth with any additional discussion we may have.
And I just want to give you all my apology for not catching that sooner, because we could have addressed that at last Thursday's meeting.
Absolutely.
So the absentee ballot clerk just wrote the wrong thing on the outside of the envelope.
Basically, it got filed in with the wrong stack.
Okay.
Like there should have been two separate stacks, and I was only given one stack that said "do not count," when I should have gotten a stack that said "do not count" and a stack that said "provisional."
Dr. Poe, could you refresh my memory? We got some guidance, proposed guidance and rules from the State Board of Election Commissioners regarding how we count something like this. And if I recall correctly, we would count this because they signed in the other place. Is that correct? Do I recall that correctly?
The state board did propose some rules.
Right.
That's not what she's talking about.
I am talking about.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, they didn't.
As a best practice, I'm referring to the rules as a best practice, and I'm trying to. It seems like I recall reading that.
Yeah, the rules didn't
get passed.
I understand that, but okay. As a best practice.
Gotcha. Okay. Go ahead. Continue on, Mr. Poe. Go ahead.
I was just going to say they proposed some rules, but at their last meeting, they tabled them and did not implement them. But basically, what it said was if the optional verification was signed, basically, if it was the other way around, it would be okay. But the way it is now, that's not okay.
So they said if the optional verification was signed and the other was not signed, it would be fine. But if it was the way it is currently, it would not be fine.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes. And I would like to say that that is confirmed with what I understood of it as well. I do remember that now that Mr. Poe brought that up, that it was if the optional verification of identity was signed, but it wasn't signed at the top part. We could still accept that signature for both, but not if they didn't sign the optional verification of identity. Is that correct, Mr. Poe?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for bringing that up, Commissioner Starr. That's a very good point.
I think any best practices that we can utilize that the State Board has brought up based on the fact that we do refer to them for guidance is very helpful.
Yes, ma'am. The document they put out, even though they did not adopt it, it does contain some very good information and some very good guidance on some of these situations that we encounter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Consistency and best practices, I'm all for it, and 100% agreement with what the other two commissioners have stated. Okay, so any discussion? I see Do I just see one person? Is this just from, is this multiple people? I see, I've got a mayor.
There are two.
Is there two? Am I not, is my phone not?
There's a Billy Doherty candidate mayor, and there are, because I sent that email should have five attachments. The okay, list, two voter statements, and two absentee applications.
I think it opened it up twice. It opened the same one up twice is why. I had two mayor. Okay, that's what it was. I opened up mayor twice.
So, Mr. Poe, for the record, for those who are just listening in and obviously don't have access to these documents, both of these absentee ballots were missing the voter ID, as well as they did not sign the optional verification of identity, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any discussion, anything else that the commissioners want to bring up regarding these? Did I lose audio, or was there no?
Nope. No further questions or comments.
Okay. Just want to make sure it went very quiet. Excuse me. Okay. Do we have a motion for these two?
I make a motion to reject the two provisional ballots for the June 9th, 2020 Jacksonville special election.
I second that motion.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, now, well, there's nothing that can be done to cure. I know we didn't have a provisional ballot hearing. Mr. Poe, what's our best practice?
Basically, I would say that previous motion was sufficient.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and send them a notice, letting them know that the ballots weren't unable to be counted. And it has a practical matter. They, given their addresses, they probably wouldn't have made it down here anyway, since those were both long-term care facilities.
Okay. Well, as long as we are not, so make sure we follow the rules and give every voter the same opportunities. And we make sure we follow the law as best as possible. But this is the last day we have to certify today. Is that correct? Do we have, because this is the 10th day, correct, after the election?
Well, yes, because we have the runoff election coming up in 20 days.
That's right.
And Mr. Poe, I understand the timing and everything, but to Chair Gomez's point of ensuring that all of our voters have the chance for their votes to be counted, and luckily we do have a runoff coming up. Are you able to inform these two voters of what had happened with their ballots last time, and let them know that if they are to vote again absentee for the runoff, to make sure they include all appropriate information so that this doesn't happen again?
Yes, sir, I will. And just so you know, with these two particular voters, they had the same issue in the primary election, and we sent them a notice on that.
Okay.
So I don't know what else we could do. I could possibly give them a call.
Yes, do that.
That would be great. And just say, hey, we're getting absentee ballots from you. You know, the application is, or not the application, the ballot is not complete. And just let them know what they need to do to make sure that they're in compliance and that their vote can be counted.
Because all they need to do is either just submit a copy of their ID or sign the optional verification and it would be counted.
Yeah.
Hey, Director Poe, do you mind sending them a letter and giving them a copy of that piece of paper, a blank one, and putting a sticky on there and a notation on there that this is what needs to be signed if you do not submit that copy, so they understand what's missing?
Yeah, I could do that. Just basically send a voter statement with basically, you know, just like a little arrow that says sign here.
Uh-huh.
And stick. Make sure the voter statement has like draft or do not copy or and not for submittal or whatever, but yeah, but just to give them an idea of, yeah, sample, to give them an idea of what they're not doing correctly so that they know what to do correctly next time.
Yes, ma'am. That's a fine idea.
And you know what, since we have Jody here and our folks for our social media, what a great item to push out for voter education to talk about if you're going to vote absentee. Maybe this coming election might be the first time you voted absentee. These are some things to look at. Here, if you're going to fill out the form, you need to make sure you fill it out.
Actually, it's not a bad idea. We could actually probably push Commissioner Price and I could probably get some stuff together, do some maybe some screenshots or something of the different issues, things like the date and the date of birth issue. Mm-hmm. And those are common errors. And why not to, you know, educate your, especially like your parents that may be in facilities and, you know, making sure they don't make those errors on their applications and on their statements.
So no, I agree. You completely read my mind, Commissioner Starr. I was already thinking we could do a, you know, this is a frequent mistakes, kind of like an FAQ. You know, if you're, like you said, did you know if you're sending in an absentee ballot, make sure you sign the optional verification below if you don't have an ID, or make sure you include your ID or whatnot. But I think that's a great way to kind of get ahead of what may happen in November if we have increased absentee ballots and educate the public on what they need to do to make sure their vote is counted.
So absolutely.
We're totally on the same page there.
Right. I like it. It's like all three of us care about elections. It's like we've thought about this. This is great. Good. Let's make that so. Okay. Well, the two votes aren't going to make a difference between the runoff in any event. So let's go ahead and move on. And then, of course, Mr. Poe, you still have our blanket authority to go ahead and use our my stamp as needed for as we approve things. You can still do that for this meeting.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to our first official agenda item that was printed on the agenda. Certifying the official election results for the June 9th, 2020 Jacksonville special election. Mr. Poe, could you lead us through that?
Yes, ma'am. On the email I sent you with the agenda items, it should be the very first attachment. The attachment contains the election certification, as well as the summary report, the precinct report, and the canvas report. As you might recall, Michael Dietz was the top vote getter with 382 votes. Jeff Elmore was the second vote getter with 370 votes, and Pat Thomas was eliminated with 186 votes.
Okay. And any discussion or before I can entertain a motion to certify that.
Sorry, I was muted. I was talking, but I was muted. I moved to certify the official election results from the June 9th, 2020 Jacksonville special election.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and we have a runoff, which we'll move it. Is that our next? I'm trying to go on multiple screens here, so I want to make sure I'm actually following our, go back to, let me pull it back up. Here it is. Let's going to move straight into our runoff items. Is there anything else for our, we've certified, there's no other paperwork for the June 9th, is that correct?
That is correct, ma'am.
All right. I'm very excited to actually have meetings in person in the future, so I don't have to go back and forth between a million screens. All right. So getting back to the July 7th runoff for the Jacksonville special election. Let's designate early vote and election day polling locations. Let's make those exactly the same. And we have an attachment. Any discussion about that?
None from me.
Which attachment are you looking at? Sorry. What's the naming?
The polling location?
Is that the name of it?
Polling location order? Is that?
Is that PC polling location order.
Yep.
Yeah, I see it now.
So that's I've only heard positive about this location that allows for social distancing. Still the protective equipment, and use the same process. It just makes sense to keep the same exact location from the election for the runoff, so there's no confusion for the voters.
The one thing that I would note is that for early voting, there's going to be one less day of early voting because Independence Day is an observed federal and statewide holiday on July 3rd.
Okay.
Do we need a motion for approval?
Yes, we do.
I make a motion to approve the emergency polling location order for the Jacksonville special election runoff to be held July 7th, 2020.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. And moving on to our next item, and hopefully I'm going to pick up the correct attachment. Like I said, I'm moving through screens. Not my forte tonight. But our ballot styles, I'm assuming, should be pretty easy since this is a single issue election.
I will say I didn't like having this electronically, though.
It is nice to have it electronically. Instead of looking at a million printed out pieces of paper that all look the same.
Well, I will say COVID-19 forced us to enter the 21st century. Dragged us into it.
Yep. 100%.
Sevens, here we go. Seven. Ballots, here we go. Ballot styles. Okay, any discussion or any about the ballot styles?
Just real quick, there are 14 ballot styles for the 14 precincts. They all contain the same information.
They look exactly the same from everyone I'm looking at. It looks like it's exactly the same. Elmer, Dietz. Okay, any discussion?
No, I move to certify the ballot styles for the July 7, 2020 Jacksonville special runoff election.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, so down to the next item is our election officials. Mr. Poe, any changes with our poll workers? Are we going to have our same group again?
Well, for the most part, there were a couple that were going on vacation, so they got replaced.
Okay.
So I think, for instance, on Election Day, I don't believe Ethel Villamarie worked the first one. And that's the only one that really stands out to me. Oh, and Jan Whitney did not work the first one.
Okay, do we have a election official list? Here it is.
It's the second row, yes.
Okay. It's called 6-9, but it's for 7-7.
Well, I have to say, Brian, you did a great job, making sure that three parties were represented, like it's independent, but it looks like it's pretty even between Republicans and Democrats and a couple independents sprinkled in. So thank you for your cognizance and making sure that those were balanced.
And next time, we're going to want to have a chance to do that. And we can discuss this further, but be prepared to have a spreadsheet to show who was contacted when. And I know when I previously requested this, I was told that's the process. But that's not what I'm asking you. I know what you've been doing. I'd like you to provide this to the commission so the commissioners can see what was done when, how's contact made. It is important that we get things squared away for November well before we usually do. We should be thinking about these things sooner rather than later. And so this is a process that the commissioners can weigh in on and need to know how this is actually being done. So, Mr. Poe, if you could, you don't have to do it tonight, because we're not going to wait for you to do it tonight, but for our next meeting, if you get a spreadsheet with the special election that was on 6-9, just which poll workers were contacted, and if any were not, why, you know, why X poll worker was contacted and why Z poll worker was not. If you just kind of have that, here's the pool that we had, here's who was contacted, when, here's kind of the outcome and how we got to these particular poll workers. And if you need any, if that's unclear in any way, just contact me. I'm available to you anytime to clarify that. Okay, moving forward on our next agenda item, our notice of election. So notice of election, if you get that pulled up.
My apologies, was there a motion to approve?
Do we get for our certification of poll workers?
Yes.
Did Price not do that? Do we need to do that again?
Or did you?
I did the ballot styles.
Do you have a certification of poll workers? Nope. Oh, Price made a comment about the makeup of the poll workers. And okay, go ahead. Continue on. I will entertain a motion if there is one.
Yes, I move to certify the poll workers for the July 7, 2020 Jacksonville special runoff election.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving on to our remaining item of business. Notice of election. So we will find that attachment. I think it's this one. There it is. Okay. Everyone had a chance to take a look at this. Mm-hmm. Straightforward. We're just at the community center. We have our runoff candidates. Absentee ballot information. And the additional information, which does include the July 3rd.
I think this looks really good, Brian. I mean, this is very clean and concise. So great job for you or Sean or whoever put this together.
Mm-hmm. I'll be sure to pass that along to Sean. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Any additional discussions or anything?
The only thing I would do is under absentee ballots on the last paragraph, it needs to be reworded a little bit because it makes it sound like Voter View is the county clerk's website.
Yes, ma'am, we will do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see that. It looks like it's a continuation of the clerk's office.
Right.
Sorry.
They have enough on their plate. They don't need to also be in charge of voter view.
Everything else looks great. Okay. I move to approve the notice of election for the Jacksonville special runoff election July 7th, 2020.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And I believe that's going to conclude our listed business. There was one thing I had, Mr. Poe, and I forwarded this email. I got an email that I assume everyone else got about someone who I guess is going to be a presidential candidate. And that's kind of just an FYI that I received that email. I don't believe we need to take any action with that since I'm not, you know, they don't file. There's not you know, as far as getting on the ballot in Arkansas, they need to follow those same procedures that everyone else does. But Mr. Poe, there's any relevant discussion or information we need to know about that. I just wanted to make sure that everyone else got the same email that was sent to me, just in the event there's any questions or concerns about it.
Okay. Just the one thing I would say about that is I went ahead and forwarded it to everyone, or, you know, to the commissioners. And the thing that I would note is that Arkansas does not have any procedure for a write-in presidential candidate.
So just kind of, and I sent it to Mr. Poe and I said, just as an FYI, I got this email. There's nothing I'm going to do about it, but heads up, it came in. So congratulations. The rest of you got forwarded that email as well. Just so you are aware. So make sure there's 100% transparency. Sure.
I did comment on those forwards to Director Poe and to the chair, as well as Secretary of State's office. There is a Social Security on that email, and there's some very specific guidelines and rules regarding forwarding emails with Social Security numbers on it. And I advise that we do not do that anymore and request the Secretary of State office not to forward emails to us with Social Security numbers. So, without them being enacted. Just an FYI. Mm-hmm.
I believe the person who sent the email included their own Social Security number
right.
in it. I did note that, but okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that.
That's a good point, Commissioner Starr, just for security purposes. Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
We don't want to get FOI'd and accidentally provide information that has that kind of information on it.
Well, you'd redact that. That'd be something that somebody wanted the email, we would not provide personal information. Okay, good point. We have our next meeting because of the special runoff will be, and I don't have my calendar open in front of me.
Okay, we'll need to meet on the 24th to certify LNA. LNA is going to be conducted for the runoff on the 24th.
Okay.
And that's and then we have 5 days prior to the beginning of in-person voting to certify that. So
we're going to do that we're going to have it meet on the 24th, certify it the day that it's done, the testing is done.
Yes, ma'am.
I can do Wednesday the 24th. And county buildings are still, because that time got extended. Is that correct, Les?
Yes, ma'am. And actually, you had mentioned that you had asked about that. So I asked, and basically what I was told is that the judge is following CDC guidance and county buildings will not be reopened until there is a 14-day decline in COVID cases in Pulaski County.
Okay. Well, let's hope that's at some point. Let's hope. That might happen soon. Let's hope, hopefully. But it's not going to happen before the 24th is less than 14 days away. So I guess we're going to still do this over Zoom. It has been pretty difficult for me to get – I can get to the Election Commission office by 5, no problem. But it's difficult to get to a location that's not in my vehicle at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree.
So, what time will be good for everyone? Just, it has to be sometime a little bit after 5. We can make it as soon as possible, you know, sooner than later. I could even probably do a lunch that day since it's just the certifying of the LNA. As long as it's just like kind of a one agenda item meeting, I might be able to squeeze in a lunch time meeting. If that's probably not gonna give the staff enough time to get everything. In case there's a hiccup, they might not have time to do that. But what time would be good for the rest of the commission?
I work through lunch, so it would have to be like after 5. So it'd be like
5:30 works for me as well. Well,
okay. Well, what was that? What was that? Well,
it was a well.
Well, I have a board meeting at the same time, but it's okay. This is more important. They'll understand.
We can be anytime.
No, it's fine. 5:30 is fine.
You sure?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Because I'm happy to be flexible. And especially if we're going to be doing remotely, I can be, it's just hard for me to be remote at 5, but I could be remote at 5:30, or I could be remote at 6:30, or I could be remote at 7. Like if there's another time.
I wouldn't want us to push the meeting that late, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
5:30 will work.
I'll try to be quick so you can get to your other meeting.
I appreciate that.
Okay. So let's go ahead, unless there's anything else pressing. Let's conclude. This meeting will be concluded.
We would still need to schedule meetings for Election Day, for the initial review of provisionals, and for the certification and provisional ballot hearing.
Well, Election Day obviously is going to be on the 7th. Same time, 8:30. Is that going to work, Mr. Poe? Or do you want it, or with how quick the results came in this last time?
It was kind of close this time, I think 8:30 is probably good. We last time we had to shut down 20 machines, and that took every last bit of time. This time we won't have to shut down as many machines, but I think the 8:30 would still be a good time.
Okay. If that works for the other commissioners, 8:30.
Sounds good.
It's fine on Election Day. And all of our usual meetings. What's our next meeting? We have a provisional ballot hearing.
The preliminary review for provisionals on the 9th or 10th.
Okay. The 9th and 10th, I will be out of town. Is there any other day we can do that?
It basically just affects if there are any provisional ballots sent, then that delays the notice going in. We might be able to.
Can we do it on the 8th? Do we need how long do we need?
We might be able to do it on the 8th. If it's in the evening.
Oh crap! When's my flight? Hold on. I can't do it. I'm going to be out of town. Especially we're going to be remote anyway. So I guess I don't need to Zoom from Little Rock, Arkansas. I can Zoom from anywhere. So, either one of those days will be fine. Let's see. Probably. Crap. The 9th is probably better for me because I'm on the 10th. I might be on a plane, and I don't want you guys to have to wait until really late when I get back into Arkansas. Unless we can do it that Monday. Is there a reason we can't do it Monday?
Once again, you know, like that's just in case there are any like provisionals relating to ID.
Uh-huh. They have until Monday to, yeah, that's right. You're right. Because that's when they have until Monday noon to do that.
At the same time, you know, if it's an in-person, then they'll receive a notice whenever they cast a provisional vote. So
if we do it the 9th at 5:30, but if the county building's open, can we move it to 5?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
I like it. Yes, that'll be good. That'll work for me.
I'm sorry. Can you tell me the times you just said one more time?
July 9th at 5:30.
Thank you.
If the county building's open, then we'll move it back to 5.
Thank you.
I don't foresee that happening, though.
No, I don't either.
Not with the direction things are going now.
Absolutely not. And then are we looking for the 17th to certify?
Yes.
That can give us 10 days out?
Yes.
The same thing, the 5:30?
I'm also going to be out of town. Well, no, the place I'm going to is considered a hot spot of COVID right now. So that might be canceled. So I might actually be there. I actually might be here on the 17th. But I can at minimum be remotely available through Zoom on the 17th. And you know, who knows what goes on with COVID? I may have to completely change my plans 100% and be here. But 17th, once again, 5:30, and then 5 if the building's open.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What else, Mr. Poe, what else is on our meetings that need to be scheduled? Did we miss anything else for the
not at this point? The one thing I would just say is that whenever the commission feels it's appropriate, I think that we should review the absentee and in-person COVID mitigation, or the COVID mitigation plan for in-person voting for November. With Commissioner McKinnon's, or I'm sorry, with my apologies, Commissioner Starr's edits.
Absolutely. We could probably do that on election night. Do we want to meet? Well,
I mean, just whenever y'all want to do it. I'm just saying that's kind of out there.
Okay. Let's tentatively have that on election as an item for election night. To bring any additional discussion with it, keep that as a possibility, to continue that discussion. So, we can get that kind of nailed down sooner rather than later. Thanks for keeping that on the agenda for us. Also, let us know on election night what happened with the stuff that you sent to the prosecutor's office. Because we haven't heard, that was back. We asked, that was back in February. We decided we're going to do that. It's been several months. And so let us know. This meeting's kind of run a little bit long. We don't worry about talking about it right now, but go ahead and get all that stuff ready for the commission when we meet again, so we can get abreast and an update on that. Is there anything else for the good of the commission before we conclude? Commissioners, do you have any additional items of business that we have not addressed tonight?
I would just say for all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Have a great weekend.
Happy Father's Day.
And ditto with that. This meeting is adjourned, and we will reconvene again election night of the Jacksonville special election at 8:30. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Oh, wait, that's actually going to be we got to do the LNA next week, right, Brian?
Oh, just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. Next meeting is LNA, 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 psych. Next meeting. Was tunnel vision on the election. LNA is the 24th. No. So what day am I looking at for LNA? Was that Wednesday?
The 24th of June.
24th, 5:30.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Just kidding. Next meeting is 24th at 5:30. Now, have a good weekend, everyone. All right.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
I guess.
Bye.